In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today, a Peekskill man who writes what he knows. Leo Harmonet. Welcome, Leo.
How are you, Andy?
Doing fine. Did I get your name right, by the way? Is it Harmonet?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
What a brilliant name for music, isn't it? You are blessed. The best you can do is write what you know. Is that a pretty good, accurate assessment of your work?
Absolutely. We write what we feel, what we experience around us, that's for sure, and what stays in us.
Yeah, and experiences. You've had some life-changing experiences, haven't you?
Sure.
They go into the song. You want to talk about some of those?
On my CD, Somewhere Over the Hudson, I wrote a song about my sister who passed away some years ago in my arms. And, you know, all my little personal experiences were able to kind of bubble up, and it was a good vehicle for me to kind of express. The song This Train was written for a gentleman named Jim Lovell, who was killed in a Metro North derailment back in December 2013.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, right. Friend of yours?
I did not know him, but I did ride the same train the day after. Right. So it hit me that I commute with these people every day. We don't talk to each other, and, you know, we could be in a life-death situation. I saw an interview with his wife who said that morning he kissed me twice. It was very unusual. She dropped him off at the train. He was the only one on this platform. It was a foggy morning. And it's just that whole imagery. And they said, it just grabbed me. And the song just kind of came out in 5 minutes on its own.
Yeah, we're going to hear that song, This Train, dedicated to Jim Lovell. You've dedicated a few songs to some people on this some CD, right? It's a very sensitive,
yes.
Thoughtful thing to do. A lot of people would not do that.
Well, a lot of times you can't say what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking at something.
Yeah.
Sometimes in songs, you have a much better way to get personal and to express yourself, for me anyway. There's another song on there that I dedicated to my wife, Fabia, who, you know, after years together, we just kind of got married. I mean, we've been married a few times, but I got remarried. And
this one's sticking, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Life is what happens while you're making other plans, right, Leo?
Of course. Yep.
And you work construction in New York City. In fact, you're there right now as we catch you. Music does not have to be a profession to have an impact.
It's just a labor of love. It's just a great way where I can kind of unearth the other personality, which is so different than what I do every day, building high-rises in the city.
Yeah, sometimes when it becomes a profession, a job, it really becomes a job, and you want to avoid
absolutely.
That, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight is Leo Harmonet on 100.7 WHUD. Let's talk about a little bit of what you have done. You've studied Zen Buddhism. Do you still do that?
Yes, I do.
And what have you learned from that? What has it done for you?
To really kind of be cliche and simple, it's just basically living in the moment. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, the past is gone. The future didn't happen. This is the now.
Also, you've done what everybody has thought of doing but never does. You traveled cross country in a van with your buddies and played music, right?
That's really where I really got a lot of my musical chops. We spent hours and hours hitting cafes and playing for food and playing on the street, busking on the street, which was really where I got, I think, my foundation started back then. And I played a lot of blues harmonica, too, at these venues, you know.
You know, on this song, This Train, that we're going to play, there's some great blues harmonica, but there's not enough blues harmonica. It's at the beginning, but then you stop playing. Why'd you stop? See, if I was producing your record, as good as that song is, I would have brought back a little bit of blues harmonica. Nothing says train like a blues harmonica.
You're right. You're absolutely right about that. A lot of people have said that to me.
So what gigs you got coming up? I know you do open mics. You got some more coming up. Where can people see you?
I'm playing at the Mohansic Grill for a fundraiser in May.
Oh, good. Okay.
For a cancer fundraiser. I have a gig at the Rosendale Cafe in about a month as a singer-songwriter. I keep it local up in Peekskill. And when the right opportunity comes, I'll grab it.
Yeah. In fact, the album is called Somewhere Over the Hudson?
That's right.
Where did that come from?
It just kind of came from, I basically grew up in all these river towns going up and down the Hudson, and I spent a lot of time on the river, around the river, always seeing the river, and I just pictured myself kind of floating out there and watching my life in it from retrospective, you know. You're going to see the river and that kind of imagery and all that kind of stuff in a lot of my songs.
And who else plays on the CD?
Fred Gillen Jr., who has a studio in Croton. He kind of brought my songs to life. Really want to give a shout out to him, and we're actually working on another CD right now. Should come out in a couple of months. And I play all the acoustic instruments. He plays a lot of the percussion. I played some lead guitar, some drums. He played the bass and guitar. Basically, just the two of us.
Promise me you'll send me a copy of the new CD when
Absolutely.
It comes out.
Absolutely. You have it.
Give me your website, by the way.
My website is lharmonic, H-A-R-M-O-N-I-C. com, and I'm on SoundCloud and Facebook and all that stuff.
Let's hear the song This Train from Leo Harmonet at 100.7 WHUD. Thanks, Leo. Congratulations.
Thanks very much, Andy. Nice talking to you.